When he first started being able to communicate with us, I realized that he had no sense of shame. And so I would ask him questions like, who made this mess?
所以我常常问说,
he would put his arms in the air and say, Indies!
他会双手举起来说, 是Indie!
But I do remember the first time that he genuinely understood and felt shame.
可是当我记得当他第一次知道羞辱是什么的时候,
we were sitting around the breakfast table and I asked him, who spilled the cereal on the floor?
我们吃早餐，我问他说是谁把早餐弄到地上去的？
And for the very first time, he actually ran from me and hid behind a couch in the corner.
他第一次他跑到躲到那个沙发后面去。
Of course, two-year-old's not very good at hiding, so you could see his little bottom sticking out from behind the couch.
大家知道两岁小孩不晓得怎么躲迷藏啊。
But I want you to start thinking about tonight, what is shame?
不过我想请大家晚上来思考什么是羞辱。
In the beginning, Adam and Eve were created in the image of God without sin.
在创世的时候，亚当跟夏娃是按照神的形象造的，他们没有羞耻。
And so in Genesis chapter 2, it tells us that they were both naked and not ashamed.
在创世第二章，他跟我们讲说，他们是全身裸露，不知羞耻。
They were created to feel unembarrassed and embraced by God.
他们是按照神的形象创造的，可以彼此拥抱。
But then chapter 3 happens. After the very first sin, they cover themselves from each other.
可是在创世第三章的时候，当罪来到他们当中，他们就找叶子遮盖自己。
And then they also hid themselves from the presence of God.
而且他们也在神面前把自己藏起来。
And so when sin enters the picture, we don't just experience guilt over our wrongdoing.
所以当罪来到我们当中的时候，我们不仅仅是感觉到我们做错了。
Guilt can be a good thing because it can lead us to repentance.
可是能够认错还算是好的，因为可以让我们能够认错、悔改。
But Adam and Eve experienced shame.
可是亚当夏娃是感觉到羞耻。
Instead of feeling loved and accepted, they felt disconnected and unacceptable.
他们不再感到被接受、被爱，而是感到羞耻、惭愧。
They hid themselves from each other as well as hiding themselves from God.
他们在彼此面前躲藏，而且也逃离神。
So I want you to know the difference between guilt and shame because guilt is feeling bad for what you have done, but shame is feeling bad for who you are.
这个羞耻跟罪恶感是有不同的。罪恶感是觉得是你觉得说我做错事情，羞耻是觉得说我不是一个人。
It's not just that I did something bad, it is I am bad.
不仅是我做错事了，而是我是一个非常败坏的人。
And because of that, people won't like me or won't accept me.
因此，别人就不接受我，不喜欢我。
And so like Adam and Eve, we too want to cover ourselves up. We want to run and hide, and it destroys our relationships with people and with God.
就像亚当夏娃一样，我们会在逃离神，在别人面前逃跑，然后自己躲起来。
So we can experience shame as a direct result of sin.
所以呢，刚刚羞耻是罪的直接的果子。
James chapter 5 verse 17 tells us, confess your sins one to another and pray for each other that you may be healed.
雅各书那边跟我们讲说，我们应该彼此认罪，彼此代祷。
But when we feel shame, we don't practice this.
可是当我们有罪恶感的时候，我们就不这样子做。
Instead of confessing, we cover up.
我们不认罪，反而是把我们自己的罪遮盖起来。
Instead of praying with people, we pretend we're okay in front of people.
我们不找弟兄姐妹一起祷告，我们觉得我们在别人面前装作没有事一样。
And so we become imprisoned by both the devastation of sin and the humiliation of shame.
所以我们变成罪恶羞耻的奴仆。
But we also experience shame as an indirect effect of sin and separation from man and God.
羞耻的间接的果子就是我们跟神分开。
And so like Adam and Eve, we now struggle with feeling valuable and acceptable.
所以像亚当夏娃一样，我们觉得我们不被接受，我们不在神面前，在人面前，在神面前，在神面前，我们站不住。
We fear being naked and revealed before each other.
我们觉得我们是在别人面前，我们袒露无遗。
That's shame.
那个就是羞辱。
Will people respect me? Will people embrace me if they knew what I'm really like in private?
如果别人知道我是怎么样一个人，他们是不是可以接受我呢？
And so we start to define our self-worth through our own performance or others' opinions of us.
所以我们开始在别的地方找自我的价值，我们的工作的表现。
So the fallout of sin is always that we feel humiliation and separation from each other. That's shame.
所以羞辱的结果就是我们觉得我们不再被别人接受。
So whether you're addicted to alcohol or addicted to approval, sin is the source and shame is the fruit.
不管你是酗酒或者是其他方面，罪是源头，可是羞辱是后来的果子。
So is there help or hope for us?
我们有希望吗？
If you have a Bible, turn it to John chapter 19.
请大家翻到约翰福音第19章。
We're going to read John chapter 19, verses 28 through 30.
我们看约翰福音第19章28到30节。
And what we're going to see here, we're reminded that the Son of God came as a man to be our Savior.
我们再用这段经文来看，耶稣神的儿子来到我们当中。
Only to be rejected and crucified.
他在来到我们当中，可是被拒绝，然后被钉在十字架上。
So he understands shame. He endured the ultimate shame on our behalf.
所以他在十字架上为我们承担了所有的羞辱。
And as we reflect on this Good Friday, we often read through the death of Jesus, but often gloss over the details.
我们平常在受难日的时候，我们会看这些经文，可是我们都常常就这样看过去了，没有很深入的去研究它。
So we're going to focus on this moment, this final moment when soldiers offer Jesus sour wine to see if there's any significance that might help us experience renewal from Jesus and relief from shame.
所以我们今天晚上会用这个时间来研究这几节的经文，来看看这几节经文对我们什么意思，有什么教导。
Verse 28, after this, Jesus, knowing that all was now finished, and to fulfill the scripture.
第28节，这事以后，耶稣知道各样的事已经成了，为要使经上的话应验。
Sorry, I left out. He said, I thirst.
就说我渴了。
In verse 29, a jar full of sour wine stood there, so they put a sponge full of the sour wine on a hyssop branch and held it to his mouth.
有一个器皿盛满了醋放在那里，他们就拿海蓉沾满的醋绑在牛膝草上，送到他口。
And when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, It is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
第30节，耶稣尝了那醋，就说成了，便低下头将灵魂交付神了。
Now here in verse 28, Jesus declares, I thirst, but this isn't simply the agony of being on a cross under the heat of a Palestinian sun for hours.
第28节这边耶稣说我渴，这不是因为他在那个地方受到烈日晒的结果。
But verse 28 tells us it's because he is aware that his life and his mission is coming to an end, and he has a final piece of prophetic scripture that he must fulfill.
在这边讲到说，他是因为知道他要应验经上说的话，所以才说这句我渴了。Verse
29, the soldiers, they have some sour wine.
第29节讲到说，这些罗马的士兵有一些醋。They
offered to some to Jesus.
他们就把醋给了耶稣喝。Well,
let me describe what it is.
我们来研究醋是什么东西。It's
kind of like a can of Bud Light or wine in a box.
当时这个醋呢就像现在的巴拉一样是很便宜的东西。
Yes, this is the common cheap alcohol of their day, drunk by the average blue-collar Roman soldier.
是非常便宜的酒，也是让这些很贫穷的罗马士兵喝的。
But let me also tell you what it's not.
我们也就说它不是什么东西。
It's not the wine that has been mixed with myrrh that was offered to Jesus and that he refused before he came to the cross in Mark chapter 15.
这个跟他那个在 马可福音第三十五章讲到说他们用末药混合的酒给他喝的上次下前喝的是不一样的东西。
That wine was different because what it is a sedative to help dull the agony of people who are being executed.
在那边讲的就像是当时候的麻药一样，所以可以减少一些痛苦。
Jesus chose not to cheat, not to take shortcuts, not to numb or escape his pain, but to face it.
可是在那个地方，耶稣是拒绝喝了，他决定要承受在十字架的痛苦。
You see, there is no shortcut to bearing all of our suffering and sorrow for sin at the cross.
罪的后果是没有捷径的，你必须要承受他罪所带来的后果。
So to understand the rich significance of Jesus' words and the sour wine, we need to look back to the scriptures that Jesus is fulfilling.
所以我们这边来看看说耶稣所提到说经上的话他主要应验的是经上是什么样子的是什么话。
Scriptures that have been written over 1,000 years ago in Psalm 69, which we read earlier.
就是刚刚一开始的时候我们诗篇69篇所练的就是在一两千年前所写的经圣经。
And so King David writes this song, crying out to God to save him from the suffering of his sin.
这是大卫所写的诗，是向神哭求的诗，向神能够从他的一些痛苦中拯救他的所写的诗歌。
And so in Psalm 69 verses 19 and 20 it talks about he experiences reproach.And shame and dishonor from his persecutors.
在诗篇69:19-20节那边谈到是说，大卫觉得他被拒绝，被逼迫他要求神来帮助他。
And their final act of shaming him in verse 21, it says, "For my thirst, they gave me sour wine."
在21页那边讲到说，我渴了，他们给我醋喝。
So when King Jesus experiences the same thirst and the same wine, Luke chapter 23 tells us that the soldiers did not offer the wine out of mercy, but to mock him.
所以在路加福音23章所讲的，事实上，士兵所给耶稣醋喝，不是为了他怜悯他们，而是他们是在戏弄他。
It's cruel to give.Someone sour wine who's suffering from severe thirst.
你知道，给口渴的人喝醋是
，It's like a bully eating a steak in front of you while you're starving.
就像在一个非常饥饿的人面前吃牛排一样。
It's taunting and dehumanizing.
是非常羞辱的事情。
And so the offer of sour wine in the Bible is a symbol of shame.
所以在圣经里面谈到说，拿醋给别人喝是一个羞辱人的事情。
It leaves a bad taste in your mouth in the presence of other people.
就让你在你的口里面会留下一个很苦的味道。
And as a pastor, I often see the bitter taste of shame on many people's faces.
李牧师常常看到很多人在他们的生命中有很多痛苦的时候。
I see it on the faces of couples who are struggling with their marriage.
我看到夫妻在夫妻的脸上，因为他们的婚姻有问题。
I see it on the faces of individuals struggling with addiction.
我看到个人在一些对有些人对一些对一些坏习惯，他们没有办法没有办法脱离这个摆脱这个坏习惯。
I see it on the faces of the proud who struggle with their insecurity.
我在一些觉得他们自傲骄傲的人，他们会觉得他们在脸上有着不安全的感觉。
I see it on the faces of children who are embarrassed by their inappropriate words of their parents.
我看在小孩子面脸上看到因为父母所说的一些话。
I see it on the faces of parents who are embarrassed by the inappropriate behavior of their children.
我在父母的脸上看到他们觉得羞耻因为小孩子的行为。
And yet they continue to shame each other in a bitter cycle.
所以呢他们就彼此的羞辱。
I see the sour look on the faces of those who want to save face.
我看到一些人的脸上非常要面子的人脸上有一些痛苦。
So we don't share our flaws and weaknesses.
所以我们不彼此分享我们自己的短处。
We don't share our family troubles or our financial troubles with one another.
我们不彼此分享自己的困难。
We don't share these kind of things in our small groups.
我们不在小组里面彼此分享。
And so we don't get prayer and support and healing.
所以我们没有办法彼此代祷，彼此互相支持。
And all the while we quietly continue to sip from our secret bowls of shame.
可是我们在私底下我们就自己潜藏自己的羞辱。
So let me ask you, what is that sour wine that you drink?
那我问大家你们自己的那个醋是什么?
In your life, what is that bowl of shame from which you sip?
在你的人生当中，你觉得羞辱的地方是什么?
That if people knew your past or your present, would make you run and hide from them.
如果别人知道你过去的过犯，你是不是会在他们面前逃离呢?
Where are you privately experiencing devastation, publicly fearing humiliation, relationally experiencing separation?
你会不会在私底下觉得自己很败坏，然后可是在大家面前觉得很羞辱，然后你想躲起来？
I want you to really consider it this evening.
我希望大家能够今天晚上对这个问题能够真正的仔细的思考一下。
Well, let's look at the end of this passage.
我们来看这个最后一节。
Jesus cries out and then gives up his spirit and expires in death. I didn't read it from the passage.
耶稣大声叫，然后就把最后一口气，然后他就把自己的灵魂交付给神。
At the end of verse 29, he receives the sour wine on a hyssop branch.
在29节，他是用牛膝草掺了这个醋。
This is the biblical symbol that for sprinkling blood for the payment of sin.
牛膝草是用来洒血的，是用来赎罪的。
Hyssop was used most significantly on the doorpost to paint blood on the doorpost during the Passover in Exodus 12.
在出埃及记那边，当第一次逾越节的时候，以色列人就是用牛膝草把血涂在那个门楣上面。That's
when God's judgment passed over those who trusted in Him to cleanse them and save them through the substitutionary sacrifice of an unblemished lamb.
神的灵就因为看到这个血，就从门口经过了。
So at the Passover, God exchanged people's sinfulness for His righteousness.
所以在逾越节的时候，就是神用他的公义来代替了人的罪。Their
death for His life.
用他的死来换取我们的生命。And
so Jesus receives this sour wine on a hyssop branch. So we would know this is a holy moment, like the Passover.
所以在这边所代表的就是跟在逾越节的时候是一样的，是让我们能够得到神的公义。As
Jesus sprinkles our shame on Himself and His acceptance on us.
他就用牛膝草把我们的羞辱撒在他自己的头上，然后让我们能够在神面前被接受。
In verse 30, he uses the wine to moisten his lips so that he can shout out with the significant final words, "It is finished."
因为他藏了这些醋所代表的羞辱，所以他才可以说就成了。That
this long-awaited prophesied Messiah King, this suffering servant, has come.
这个就是他来到地上的目的。
and that the promise of this sacrificial Savior from sin and death has arrived, and His work is completed.
他在地上的工作已经成了。But
most importantly, He echoes the words of David from Psalm 69.
更重要的是他回应了大卫在诗篇第69章所说的。
When a king cried out to God for deliverance as he suffers from the shame and persecution for his sin.
就代表一个王在神面前呼求，赦罪的呼求。
And now, a greater king answers by suffering shame and persecution for all our sin and to be our deliverance.
耶稣来是一个更伟，比大卫更伟大的王，能够把我们的所有的罪过都洗净了。
So as we look upon Jesus, I want you to visualize this final agonizing moment on the cross.
所以当我们看耶稣的时候，我们来看看，能够在我们脑海里面，想象耶稣在十字架上的痛苦。
As he sips some sour wine and declares that his work is finished.
当他尝了这个醋，然后宣告他的工作已经完成的时候，
he is demonstrating that Jesus consumed all the shame of all our sin through his suffering and death at the cross.
他在十字架上把我们所有的羞辱都承担起来了，而且担当我们的痛苦跟死亡。
He consumed our shame so we no longer have to run and hide from God.
所以我们从此我们不需要在神面前躲藏起来。
Hebrews 10 tells us that because of Jesus, let us draw near to God with confidence.
在希伯来书第十章那边讲到，是因为他替代我们羞辱，所以我们可以坦然无惧的来到神面前。
He consumed our shame so we no longer have to run and hide from each other.
他也担当我们羞辱，所以我们从此不需要再彼此逃离。
That by the work of Jesus, we can give each other grace and acceptance.
因为借着耶稣的恩典，我们可以彼此饶恕，彼此接受。
So that we can be honest and encouraged by one another.
我们可以彼此坦然，可以彼此鼓励。
Particularly in our struggles with our sinfulness and selfishness.
尤其是我们在我们罪恶跟我们的自私方面。
It reminds me of a man in our congregation that moved into this area a few years ago.
我们会中当中有一个人，几年前刚搬到这个地方。
He's looking for a church, so he came, and I remember the first week that he attended a Bible study.
他在找教会，所以他第一次到教会来的时候。
And particularly, he joined a small group time where there was personal sharing of our lives and prayer.
他参加一个小组的聚会来，这个在小组里面彼此分享。
Now, what he expected from people was to share surface level struggles.
他的期望是，他的预期是，大家分享是很表面的。
Like pray for my work stress or pray for this cold that I have. Safe things.
Yeah, 都是为我的工作压力啊，为我的感冒祷告啊。
But to his surprise, the group leader immediately opened up in front of this total stranger and started sharing about his struggles with lust and pornography.
他就很让他觉得很惊讶的是，这个小组的组长一开始的时候，而且是在这个陌生人面前，就开始分享他自己对一些肉体欲望的挣扎。
And his personal desire for holiness and prayer.
可是他在心里面是希望他能够圣洁的。
And it wasn't just the group leader. Each man in the group took turns sharing very real struggles, personally, financially, relationally.
不仅仅是小组的组长，而且是小组的每一个人都把自己心中的痛苦，不管是财务上或者是心理上的痛苦挣扎都分享出来。
And he was amazed to see this group be the body of Christ that is described in the Bible.
让他觉得更惊讶的是，这一群人能够在主里面能够彼此分享自己的困难跟彼此担当。
Where sin and shame are no longer Lord, but Jesus is.
所以，罪不再是主，而且
Where the crucified and risen Savior makes us able to stand naked and revealed.
因为耶稣在十字架上所成就，让我们能够坦然无惧的来到他面前。
Where we can experience acceptance and forgiveness and healing from Christ through His church.
我们可以，因为他，我们可以，借着教会，接受彼此的饶恕。So
I want you to imagine how wonderful it would be to experience liberation from your chains.
所以我们要想让大家能够思考一下，能够让我们能够在捆绑是多么好，都是多么一件美好的事情。
To experience relationships in the family of Christ in freedom from shame.
可以在主里面有美好的关系，不觉得羞耻。
So let me ask you final questions.
让我问你最后一个问题。
In your thirst for acceptance and connection, what is that sour wine in your life?
当你想在追寻求被接受的时候，你心中的那个醋是什么？
What is that bowl of shame that leaves a bitter taste in your mouth in front of other people?
你心中的羞辱是什么?
Is it your laziness or lust?
是你的懒惰吗? 是你肉体的情欲吗?
Is it your lack of integrity or charity?
或者是你没有爱心, 或者是你没有品格不一致?
Is it frustrating and deteriorating relationships that you have?
或者是你跟别人彼此的关系?
What causes you to hear a voice in your head that says, Shame on you.
是什么让你在脑海里面觉得说自己很不配、很羞辱?
The good news of the gospel is that Jesus declares at the cross, shame on him.
耶稣在十字架上所成就的福音就是我们可以把他承担了我们所有的羞辱。
That anything and everything that we feel shame over, he consumes it on our behalf at the cross.
不管我们的羞辱是什么，他在十字架上都承担了。
This evening, we're going to wrap up this time with a response activity for you.
我们今天晚上会有一些回应。
And I'm going to pray beforehand and then afterwards as well.
李牧师要为我们先做一些祷告。